Well, well, well. Happy hump day, Black Twitter. We've made it to the middle of the week.
It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren.
Back again, of course. And today, I'm going to tweet for Al Roker's revenge. Al Roker might not have had a hand in getting Billy Bush fired, but if I'm Al Roker, I'm laughing all the way to the bank right now. Did you see him hosting Billy Bush's segment on the Today Show? Bruh, take it all the way to the bank, Al. Can you imagine how long Al's probably wanted to be rid of Billy Bush? I mean, we know him to be an insufferable creep now because of the Trump tapes, but Al probably knew for years and there was nothing he could do but just kind of wait and sit and watch. And now he's got a nice comfy spot from which he can sit and watch that cookie crumble on down. Cheers to you, Al. Cheers to you. Have you signed up for the Good Morning Black Twitter newsletter? I don't know what you're waiting for. It's dope, it's free, and it's going out on Saturday, whether you're subscribed or not. Also, while we're at it, whether you're watching or listening to the show, please subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Okay, so do you dress up for Halloween? Have you decided on your costume yet? I always want to dress up for Halloween every year, but then I wind up not having enough money and time to really do what I want the way I want it. And like, cause I mean, you know, I can never do anything just simple. I always need details and bells and whistles. Like I have to go all out. So I wind up just saying that I'll do it next year, but I kind of say that every year. So I'm probably not going to have a full costume this year, but I will have a neck up costume for the show. I mean, I have to. I can't have a special Halloween episode and not have a Halloween costume for the show. This might be a budget show, but there is still attention to detail, darling. Anywho, make sure you tune in October 31st and tell a friend because special Halloween episode is special. Speaking of horrors, y'all, I can't wait for this election to be over. I mean, I was ready for this election to be over about a year ago, so you can imagine how really, really ready for this election to be over I am right now. In a lot of ways, it's been really predictable. I predicted that it was going to be horrible. I predicted that it was going to be Trump versus Clinton, and that Trump would lose because, let's be real, he was never going to win. But what I couldn't predict is just how trash the whole thing has been. To keep it all the way real about how I feel about this election, I would like to set this election on fire, shoot out both of its kneecaps, push it down a flight of stairs, and crack its skull with a bat when it hits the bottom, just to be safe and sure that it's dead and done. But we're stuck with this trash election for 4 more weeks. And you know what sucks the most about it? When it's all said and done, and it's over, Trump and his supporters aren't going away. It will not be the end of Trump by any stretch of the imagination. First of all, Republicans don't die, they multiply like a flesh-eating bacteria or something. Second of all, there are only two things Donald Trump has proven himself to be good at. That's making himself famous and making himself money. If you look back over the years, Trump's been a public figure since the 90s at least. Dude was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. What other real estate millionaire, let's be real, Trump ain't no damn billionaire. What other real estate millionaire is getting cameos in Hollywood films? He made sure that he was famous long before anyone had ever heard of an internet, and pretty much for doing nothing. Like, kind of an original Kardashian. So we're kind of stuck with him. He's not going anywhere now. He's gonna create his media company, launch his TV channel, and his racist fans are gonna show up to support him like... And we're just gonna have to hear about a flatulent Cheeto booty hole named Donald until he dies, or his fans die, or whichever comes first, or both. And this is probably what he was always running for. He was always running to make more money with a flop than with a hit, and parlay that audience into a media thing. A media thing that will make Rush Limbaugh green with envy. That was clearly his plan from the beginning because it wasn't winning the presidency, that's for sure. Like, just thinking about it, he's going to be so much worse than Giuliani, Palin, and Newt Gingrich combined, because he's going to have his own media platform. Granted, I don't know how long it's going to last, because he's not going to pay anybody that works for him. You know he don't pay anybody. He's going to get sued left and right for breaching contracts. It's going to be one more thing with Trump's name on it that flames out in spectacular fashion. But until then, he's going to soak up those ad dollars and find ways to not pay taxes on them. And the whole time, I'm going to be wishing that he would just go away. Like, you just lost an election, bruh. Take your L and go. And if there's one thing I really hate Republicans for that has nothing to do with policy, it's how many loser-ass public figures they contribute who won't go away. No other group has contributed so many losers to the pundit class like members of the GOP. They don't win elections, they win a spot on television. How many ways can one group of people be so trash? Wait, don't answer that. Anywho, if you find a way to completely block out this election nonsense, please let me know. I'm fed up. I'm tapping out. If you want to vent about this trash election too, hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. Let's lock arms, hold our breaths, and push forward through this next month until the end of the election cycle. We're gonna make it, Black Twitter. Have a good morning.